Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. I'm excited to dive into another topic that was requested by one of you, my lovely listeners. So thank you for this request. This episode is really for anyone who finds themselves binge eating, whether it's late in the day, after a busy workday, or over the weekend when things slow down or maybe pick up with all the fun activities. So we're going to explore why this happens, dig into the root causes behind it, and most importantly, talk about how you can stop it from controlling your life. So if you've ever felt like your stressful job, busy schedule, or lack of regular eating patterns is driving your behavior of binge eating, this episode is definitely for you. And for all my healthcare professionals out there, I know a lot of you are listening in amongst many other people. I know the long hours and unpredictable days can especially make it hard to stick to regular meals, right? But this isn't just about healthcare. This is something everyone can struggle with when life gets demanding. Before I dive in, I invite you to make a topic request to help shape the show. I will work them into the show to make it very tailored to you. To do so, all you need to do is go down to the episode description, find the link to submit your topic request, type in your request. Don't be afraid to be detailed or specific. That's even better. And this all goes directly to me, and it's anonymous. If you're on Spotify, you can even leave a comment with your topic request. Again, being specific or detailed is great if you can. All right, so let's first talk about understanding binge eating and its root causes. So let's just start by looking at why binge eating happens. One of the big reasons can be external circumstances, things like long hours, demanding schedules, or even family and social pressures, right? Especially for healthcare professionals or career women who have demanding jobs. Anyone with a high pressure job, right? Irregular meal patterns can really throw your body off. But the same goes for anyone with a busy lifestyle. Then there's the diet mentality, the belief that you need to follow strict food rules, like cutting calories, like substantially cutting calories, avoiding certain foods or skipping meals to feel in control or lose weight. Often, this leads to restricting food during the day, which then triggers intense hunger later, and then it feels urgent and can very easily lead to overeating or binging. Pair that with the emotional stress of the day, and you've got a recipe for binge eating, right? It's so common to think that restricting food is the answer to weight control, but in reality, it often backfires because typically the restriction is just too much for that person specifically. So your body and brain both need fuel. And when you really deprive yourself, you're setting the stage for uncontrollable eating later. And if it's a specific food, like let's just say you're like, I'm going to cut out all the things that I feel like taste really good to me and only eat like the fruits and the vegetables and the super healthy things. And maybe you think that some of those taste good as well. Hopefully you do. But when we cut out something like that we're eating fairly frequently and we just cut it out suddenly, we can really go into that deprivation mode, and it's kind of like telling a kid no to candy. It kind of makes them want it a little bit more, right? And so that's how our brains work and our bodies work with when you cut out something completely or you keep telling yourself like, no, I can't have that at all. it can increase the desire for it. And then sometimes that desire gets so intense that you really can't stand it any longer. And then you can just binge on that particular food. Now let's talk about the role that thoughts and emotions play. So our thoughts directly influence how we feel, and those emotions, like I just mentioned, or gave that example of that desire for a certain food that you might have eliminated, those emotions then drive our eating behaviors. So for example, if you've had a stressful day at work, you might think, I deserve to unwind with food, leading to some eating, right? Or you might feel guilty for indulging earlier in the day and have thoughts like, I've already messed up, so I may as well keep eating, which can trigger binging. Another example is feeling overwhelmed by responsibilities and thinking, I just need to forget about everything for a while, which food can momentarily help with, right? But that's the key word. It's just very temporary, very momentary. And then afterward, it leads to guilt and frustration, which can then just perpetuate more emotional eating, right? The first time you're eating is due to the overwhelm and due to that thought, I just need to forget about everything for a while. And then the eating itself can lead to new thoughts, which then lead to a feeling of guilt and frustration, right? And that can just lead to more emotional eating, which really can kind of turn into binge eating, right? So recognizing these patterns is the first step to understanding that binge eating isn't just about food. It's often an emotional response to what's going on in your life and mind. And once you understand that, you can begin to break the cycle. All right, so now let's talk about why late night or weekend binge eating happens. So late night or weekend binge eating tends to happen because it's when we finally decompress, right? Stress and emotional eating usually hit hardest at the end of the day or over the weekend when we're letting go of the tension that we've built up throughout the week. This is where food starts to feel like a reward for being, quote, good all day on the days during the week, right? Or all day causing you to do some binge eating later in the evening. Physical hunger also plays a big part, right? When you've neglected regular meals or snacks throughout the day, your body becomes deprived and it's much harder to make mindful food choices that you feel are like controlled, right? Suddenly food feels very urgent because extreme hunger can feel so uncomfortable. And for anyone with a busy schedule, especially in healthcare, it's easy to fall into the trap of not giving yourself enough time to eat during the day, right? When your body and mind are both exhausted, food can feel like the easiest, quickest form of comfort. But remember, you're not truly out of control. This is your body responding to the day that you've had. This means nothing about you as a person. So the next thing I want to talk about is practical steps to prevent binge eating. So let's talk about things that you can do even when life is busy. So regular eating is one of them. So one of the most effective ways to prevent binge eating is to make sure that you're eating regular meals and snacks throughout the day when you're actually feeling hungry. So if your schedule is packed, start by planning maybe a quick portable snack or two that you can eat, even if you only have a few minutes when you're actually hungry, right? Maybe something like a handful of nuts, an apple, a protein bar. So even just a small snack can keep your hunger at bay and prevent it going in from over hunger and prevent even intense cravings that can lead to overeating or binging later. The next thing you're going to want to consider doing is addressing stress and emotional triggers, right? I know that's a big component here, right? So many of us feel stress. We all, of course, feel emotions. We're never going to get rid of stress. We're never going to get rid of negative emotions. We're supposed to feel these things, but you can manage these better so that they no longer become triggers for binging. So stress is a huge driver of binge eating. But in coaching, I teach clients how to manage stress and other emotions so they no longer become triggers. There's some simple stress relief techniques like deep breathing, taking a quick walk, practicing mindfulness that can help you when you feel overwhelmed. And then there's some more advanced, they're still simple, but I'd say advanced just because they take more practice over time to do them. But the key is learning to recognize emotional triggers and let them kind of be the thing that alerts you, like, oh, I might start wanting to overeat soon, right? Or I might start binging soon. So think of those emotional triggers as almost like helpful indicators that can let you know what might happen. So then you can perhaps do something like a stress relief technique, right? And if you're a do-it-yourself kind of person, I have just the thing for you. It's my Full Freedom from Stress Eating Transformation Kit. So it has 3 video lessons teaching you only what you need to know about stress and stress eating, guiding you through creating your plan to end your stress eating and decrease stress. I actually walk you through creating that plan in one of those 3 video lessons so that it's really easy. And then tools to manage stress in the moment and long term. There's also an app I created that helps you for any in the moment instant stress relief to actually help regulate your nervous system, plus guided audio for if you've just stress eating to prevent you from then feeling badly and continuing to eat more. So it helps to get you out of any cycle you might potentially go into that can result in either more negative things or more stress eating. And the app makes it super easy to develop a habit of daily nervous system regulation that over time will help you manage stress and conquer stress eating. Plus, there's a printable template for your plan to make it even easier to implement and over 50 bonus journal prompts that help you understand and feel better about your stress and stress eating. And it's less than the cost of dinner for 2. There's a link down in the episode description so you can begin your transformation right away. All right, getting back to those practical steps to prevent binge eating. You're also going to consider reframing thought patterns. So many people don't realize how much their thoughts drive binge eating. This can be tricky to do on your own, but with coaching, I help you identify the thoughts that are keeping you stuck and reframing thoughts like I've already messed up into something like I had a tough day, but I can still make choices that support my health going forward. These reframes can help you shift out of that all or nothing mindset. Without guidance, though, this can feel difficult, which is why working with a coach makes a big difference. And then what to do right after a binge. If you do binge eat, don't panic or punish yourself by restricting food for the rest of the day. This only perpetuates the negative cycle. So instead, acknowledge that it happened and take a moment to reflect on what led to the binge without judgment. So be curious rather than critical. Then plan to eat maybe a more balanced meal the next time you're hungry. Don't skip meals, right? Don't punish yourself. Don't restrict yourself. It's essential to get back into a regular eating pattern as quickly as possible. And specifically on weekend binging, for many people, the weekend feels like a free-for-all kind of, right, when it comes to food. So one tip to prevent this is to incorporate small treats during the week. So if you, give yourself dessert or something indulgent, say like a couple of times a week, then you're less likely to feel deprived and go overboard on the weekend. The key is to shift away from the all or nothing mindset and find a balance where you enjoy your food without feeling out of control. And here are some reasons why one-on-one coaching helps break these patterns. I want to say this because don't feel ashamed or like there's something wrong with you if you feel like you're struggling with this on your own, right? A lot of people do need help by someone else, right? With one-on-one coaching. Some people can absolutely improve binging or overcome binging on their own, but many, many people do need extra help. So in one-on-one coaching, we go beyond surface level changes and get to the root causes of binge eating. And a coach can ask questions and see things from a different perspective, right? I'm trained to look for certain things that you're saying that will help me to ask the right questions to you to kind of help you arrive at some things in your brain, because I'm not in your brain, but help you to arrive at some things to really get down to some of the root causes. And a lot of it is just thoughts and beliefs. So sometimes that can be very difficult for an individual to do on their own. So also, coaching helps you shift your thoughts around food. So there's specific techniques to help with mindset shifts. Also, specific techniques that I can teach you to help you to manage your thoughts, manage your emotions. You'll learn to release guilt, address those emotional eating patterns, and let go of diet mentality, replacing it with a healthier, more sustainable approach. And then there's practical tools for regular eating and for addressing your specific circumstances, whether those be your workday, whether they be the family situations, social situations, all the things. So one-on-one coaching really can focus on your specific circumstances to help create some strategies to work around those. So in one-on-one coaching, you and I do the deep work to help you understand your personal relationship with food, break free from the diet mentality if that's part of what's holding you back specifically, overcome your specific challenges, and develop healthier habits that last. This is not about quick fixes. It's about real lasting change that then branches out to other areas of your life. So please don't feel like there's something wrong with you if you haven't been able to do this yourself. You really, like, if you've been able to do this yourself or with the help of this podcast, I've gotten feedback that this podcast has really helped people to make these changes on their own and not need my help with one-on-one coaching. And that's amazing. So I would say give yourself an extra pat on the back if you've been able to do that. But many, many people cannot fully do that without someone's help. And that's completely normal. We were not taught in school how to manage our thoughts or how to manage our emotions. So if you've been thinking that you need help with this or are interested in one-on-one coaching or just want to shed light on your eating habits and get some practical solutions, I'd love to help. So book a free consultation and we can talk about where you are now. I ask you lots of questions, what's holding you back, and how we can help you move forward with confidence. So let's get you on the path to feeling free and in control around food. So to wrap up, I want to remind you that you don't need to punish yourself or restrict food to be healthy. In fact, letting go of those rules is what helps you regain control. If you're struggling with binge eating or the diet mentality, coaching can help you get to the root of it and create a healthier relationship with food. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to submit your topic request down in the episode description or by dropping a comment on Spotify, and have a lovely rest of your day or night. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.